The author of Where the Wild Things Are, Maurice Sendak, has died in the United States. A giant of children's literature, he was credited with turning the genre on its head, giving voice to the psychological intensity of growing up. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
The fantastic tale of a naughty boy called Max, who's sent to his room and dreams up a surreal world inhabited by wild creatures, has captured generations of young imaginations, including one high-profile fan.
His mother called him Wild Thing, and Max said, "I'll eat you up!"
Barack Obama's made a habit of reading the book to children at the annual White House Easter festivities.
And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars. And they gnashed their terrible teeth.
The story reached a whole new audience when it was made into a movie in 2009.
Well, I'm an explorer, and I traveled a lot. And I travel by sea.
Right.
I used to travel by air.
But Sendak complained everyone only ever wanted to talk about his most famous book. He wrote and illustrated dozens of others, including In the Night Kitchen, which was censored in the 70s because the boy character was depicted naked. His most recent work, Bumbleardi, his first book in three decades, was published last year. When Maurice Sendak sat down with comedian Stephen Colbert in January, the segment became an instant hit, the unlikely pair sparring off each other easily.
Why write for children?
I don't write for children.
You don't?
No. I write. And somebody says, "That's for children." I didn't set out to make children happy.
In the interview, the 83-year-old lamented what he described as the abysmal state of children's literature and even gave this blunt assessment of the then Republican presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich is an idiot of great renown. I'll give him that.
He's a historian.
Mm. Yes, but there is something so hopelessly gross and vile about him that it's hard to take him seriously, so let's not take him seriously.
In his later years, Sendak revealed he was gay, and after the death of his partner of 50 years and other friends, the man known for his unsentimental writing had grown especially reflective, describing himself as a happy old man, but someone who would cry all the way to the grave.
I cry a lot because I miss people. I cry a lot because they die and I can't stop them. They leave me and I love them more. And since I don't believe in another world, in another life, when they die, they're out of my life. They're gone forever.
Sendak died in Connecticut of complications following a stroke. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for AM.